Part of the, there was a lot of hope that you would be able to learn some things after your first game. So what did you learn from that in these last couple of weeks? What have you been able to work on that you think is going to get you more prepared?
I think the bye week came at a great time, you know, just to be able to watch that film a few times to get more comfortable and then get the extra practice in last week and then get a jump start on Philly. So to be able to watch the film and kind of get the game plan ahead of time just kind of has helped my preparation and will help us, you know, I'll have a better feel for things come the game.
Like seeing what Philadelphia has done this year, pretty explosive offense, unconventional at times. You have to prepare yourself for a game that you may have to score, you know, quite a few points to keep up with them.
Yeah, they're definitely an explosive offense. I know they're one of the top offenses in the league right now, and we know we're going to have to do our share on offense to score points and stay on the field as long as possible. So that's definitely, we know the task at hand with their explosive offense. It brings a task for us as an offense to keep them off the field and then for us to score more points than them.
Do you think it's upon the pass to help Doug Martin get going running?
I think so. You know, teams are kind of loading the box up right now because he's a great running back and we have great offensive linemen. So that's what they're going to do until we prove that we can throw the ball over top of them and make them get out of it. So that's something that we know will happen and something that we'll prepare for, but also prepare for other things that they do. And we feel confident in our passing game as well.
Tom Crabtree appears to be getting healthy. What's it mean to the offense to have him back?
Yeah, I think he was really coming on strong at the end of camp there, and it was unfortunate to see him go down that last preseason game like that. But he definitely is someone that can help our team out. And I don't know what his status is, but he would make our team better.
Mike, I know you had a couple of practices last week. I don't know I'm sure you threw and stuff, but like having played the game and then practice and then this week, are you feeling more of a rapport with guys like Mike Williams and Vincent?
Definitely. I mean, I really hadn't gotten a whole lot of rest with them during camp and stuff because I wasn't going with the ones, and I really hadn't thrown. I've thrown more balls to them in the past 2 weeks than I had the past few months. So I think that definitely helps develop a chemistry, and we'll continue to grow on that as we go on.
Eagles defense also been giving up a lot of points this year. Do you kind of look at too? This is an opportunity, maybe correct some of the issues that the offense has had. You're not talking about one of the top defenses in the league, but one that's given up a lot of points.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, it's really just about scoring more points than the opponent. So that's our job as an offense, to score more points than them. And we're just going to take it one play at a time, one series at a time, and hopefully along that way we'll improve as an offense from previous weeks. But really we're just focusing on winning and scoring more points than them.
Letting that beard grow?
I've just been lazy over the bye week. I need to shave.
Okay.
you said last week that you'd been told one of the hardest things to do in sports is to win an NFL game. Now that you've been in one, just what's your mindset now going back into that sort of?
Pressure? I mean, until we still, you know, unfortunately haven't done that. So I still think it is extremely hard to do, and just the preparation leading up to it, and then once you're out there playing. How every play is important and each individual play can decide the outcome of the game, good or bad. So I think that's something that, you know, we have talented players, but they have talented players too. And I think that's what's kind of different from college to the pros is all 22 players on the field are really talented. So it's something that hopefully we'll pull one out this week and feel what it's like to win.
How long did it take for the nerves to go away after that game?
I felt pretty comfortable out there right away. I didn't really, you know, obviously I was a little anxious to get out there, excited, a little nervous, but when I got out there, I felt comfortable right from the get-go. You know, took a hit early and I felt good to go from the first play on.
For you, when you start a game and you play a pretty clean game right up until the last 3 minutes and a couple turnovers, I mean, as a quarterback, especially a young guy, trust your preparation, like how much of a fine line is it between I can't turn the ball over and yet I want to, sometimes I just got to make a play, I got to try to you know, throw it in a tight window,
yeah,
or you know, not check it down.
That's what we talk about, is that really a lot of times between five or so plays will make the difference in the game, and to when those shots are there to take them, and we'll kind of know when they're there, when it's open like that to take it. But at the same time, we want to, you know, manage the game and not turn the ball over, because that's such a huge part of the win and loss is the turnover margin. So just kind of, I mean, trust our training and believe our eyes, and when we see it there, let it rip.
You talked about, I think, on the Gruden camp that in college that you had so much confidence that you could put the ball in any tight window possible, and sometimes that, you know, created some interceptions for the opponent. What have you learned from just knowing that or realizing when to take that shot, when not to take that shot?
I mean, I still have confidence in my arm that I can put it anywhere. And it's, I mean, they have great DBs, but I feel like we have pretty good receivers too. So sometimes you got to, you know, just believe your eyes and like I said, let it rip. But, you know, at the same time, there's times where to take a check down and when to not let a possible good play turn into a bad play.
Anything else? Thanks, Mike.